Right now, a gallon of gas will cost you, on average, $1.98 in Dallas. In Fort Worth, it's a few cents cheaper, but if you're still looking to save, drive down Route 377 to the Valero in Benbrook, where Cody Martin of Granbury is happy to be filling up his big white Toyota truck for $1.69 a gallon.
I have a business and we have five vehicles, so I see a huge difference each month when I pay our gasoline bill, and that leaves more money to utilize for other things that we need.
Martin says even though he can invest some of those cost savings back into his office supply business, some of it is just making up for the fact that business slowed down when low energy prices took some of the oomph out of the local economy.
I think it's probably overall a win for us, even though we did lose some business when the gas prices in Barnett Shale fizzled out.
Where you see the brunt of the impact of the decline in the energy sector is in Houston.
Pia Arrhenius is a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. She says the Dallas-Fort Worth economy is more diverse.
North Texas is tied more closely to the rest of the U.S. economy than it is to the Texas energy sector. And so really, North Texas has been doing quite well this year.
Across the street from that Benbrook Valero, Christopher Walker is filling up at the Quick Trip. He says even with cheaper prices, he's not really sure he's putting any less money into his tank.
The gas is cheaper now, but now that it's cheaper, I'm driving more just because of it.
When prices were higher, Walker planned his trips better so that he'd drive less. Now he says he doesn't think twice about hopping in his Honda and heading down to Stephenville to visit a buddy.
When the gas was $3, no.
Economist Daryl Watson from Tarleton State University says when you multiply that freer spending by all the drivers in Texas, it makes a difference.
There isn't just one particular sector that's booming because of this. Rather, the money goes a little bit to healthcare and a little bit to better technology and a little bit to some tourism. And so a lot of different places are seeing small gains, and they add up to a big gain.
Watson says that gain would have been bigger back before we started producing so much gas and oil here in the last few years. Still, he says it's a net positive, and it's one he expects to go on for at least the rest of the year. Back at that Quick Trip, Pam Cummings says that sounds good to her. She's got two kids in college, so there's no shortage of expenses to spend extra cash on.
Rent, college, food, books, you name it, so yeah.
The only question she has is whether it can last until her youngest graduates. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.